Yes, hi, Ron. I was wondering, this happens to me every time I try something new, or actually all the time. And as a teacher, maybe you experience it too, is whenever I'm trying to be fully present, fully engaged, give it to myself, there's all I feel like my brain is working as a witness and also allowing it to experience it myself, but I always have the other, I don't know, witness trying to take notes because I am going to, incorporate this into somehow,
Okay.
teaching it to other people. So I can never shut that down.
I understand. I understand. And this is really an
Frustrating.
issue of trusting yourself, that you can let go of your intellect and just operate with your awareness. So your awareness is much, 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 much larger than your intellect. And you can make choices and decisions from your awareness without having to be intellectual. We do it all the time. And learning how to trust the difference between the two, because the intellect is always trying to validate the intellect. I exist, I'm here, I'm doing it, I've got it, I'm gonna make a note of that, I'm prepared, okay? And some of that is a preemptive attempt to avoid a threat in the future. And that threat might be the fear of forgetting, okay? So, using semantics for a moment, I always tell myself to remember something, not to forget something. I will never say to myself, don't forget to do that, because I'm basically telling my subconscious to just do that. So, when I enter into an experience with the three rules that I use, which is to just become familiar, take the pressure off of yourself to get it right. Have a full experience without judgment or expectation. And then you will be able to teach. You will be able to become the teacher if you experience something fully. Because our nervous system and our consciousness records everything. The question is, can I record it without the filter of fear or doubt in the way? And so this is something that you do on a small basis. I like to play Mahjong on my iPad. Okay, it's pattern recognition. And so sometimes I will use my intellect and I'll name each thing so that I can remember it. But then I have a timer and it's sort of like, I'm taking too much time to remember. Then I will say to myself, just let your eye see what is there. Now I'm in my awareness and not in my intellect. And all of a sudden, ding, 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 I start moving very quickly because I see what is in front of me with unfiltered awareness. And that's an exercise that I give to myself to cultivate that some more. You'll get there. You'll get there just by trusting more.
Trusting is it, right?
Yeah. And this is one of the problems with being a very intellectually developed person, which all of us are. We rely so much on our intellect. And our early life training in academia has reinforced this, that we must know, we must memorize, so that in case we're tested in some way, we can prove ourselves and validate ourselves. And it's useful in academia. But outside of that, it tends to get in the way by creating doubt, creating fear. What if I don't get it? What if I don't remember it? Okay. Instead of just telling myself, I'll remember. If I experience it fully, I'll remember it. Imagine how many experiences you've had one time in your life that you can remember fully. And then imagine how much information you were supposed to learn in school that you cannot recall. School was largely intellectually based. Life is experiential. So, the more experiential you become, the more you retain. I'm fascinated by memory and by the ability to recall. And I found that, I have a good intellect, a strong memory, but it doesn't really help me to the same degree as when I just say, I'm just going to let it affect me.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you allow yourself to be affected by fully, you'll remember.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how small, no matter how insignificant. I remember walking into the subway station at 96 and Broadway maybe 18 years ago, and walking up the stairs was a Buddhist monk. And we just met eye to eye for maybe 2 seconds. I will never forget that person. I was so deeply affected by his presence and by his light. It was like I walked past him and I was forever changed. And because I was open to receive, it imprinted and affected me. And that's the listening part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that helps in some
ways. That was great. Thanks, Ron. Okay.
Anybody else have anything they want to address? So inner guidance, we got into asking the question and listening for feedback. We all can do this quite easily, and we do it throughout our day, but we're not conscious of it. And that is tapping into what you know, not intellectually, not up here, but what resonates inside of your energy body and inside your physical body. And how do you access that? Well, first of all, you got to breathe and listen through the breath, through the body. It's a flow, it's a stream. And it's like little lights are going off through this stream moment to moment, depending on what you choose to focus on. So if I'm trying to problem solve, I want to see the problem. I'll distill it into an image or maybe a very short narrative. And then I'll soften, smile, breathe. And I'm not even going to try to solve it. I'm just going to try to look at it clearly. I just want to see it. I want to see it from as many angles and dimensions as I can, because often that will present to me options, possibilities, how to respond, how to proceed. And then once I do that, I may have already gotten a lot of information. Then I can ask myself, how should I proceed? What is the safest way to move forward? What is the quickest way to resolve? And then no expectation. I breathe and I listen. In my experience, as soon as I ask a question, I'm already getting feedback. It's like a mirror. Bing, bang, it's bouncing it right back to me. But depending upon the issue, I may receive it at different parts inside of myself. It may be purely in the realm of the mental body. It may be in the emotional body, where I get a feeling, I get a correspondence in one of my chakras. And that is how you learn to listen to yourself. Okay? It won't make sense in the beginning, because you're going to try to intellectualize it. What you need to do is breathe, listen, and feel, and observe. And then write down your observations, because some of them are going to come flying by very quickly. Okay? Sometimes it's just like an impulse. You could be in the middle of doing something, you get an impulse to look at something, pick something up, address something. Okay? But that impulse comes and it goes, and now it fades out of your awareness. It's those little impulses that I pay attention to. And eventually I learned to listen and trust those impulses, those feelings in my body. We all can do it, because we all know when we are in a social situation or we're outside or someplace and it doesn't feel safe. You know that. You feel that. And you can feel it in your body in very specific areas. The question is, are you going to pay attention? Are you going to honor your own inner guidance and respond? Or will you override it with your intellect? Because you can justify anything. You can rationalize anything. And what I mean by that is, once you go into your intellect, you leave the realm of feeling and sensation behind. Now you're in the space of concept and thought, and there is no feeling there in and of itself. You have to integrate that into the body awareness so that you're observing with your intellect without judgment or expectation. You're listening through the fluid heart, which is moment to moment, because everything's flowing and it's changing, and then you trust your gut. So I say observe with the mind, observe with the intellect, listen through the heart, trust your gut. Those are the three main centers for inner guidance, but then we can get into each individual energy center of the chakras themselves. And some of you probably already feel that. Like you might be in a situation where you're dealing with some confrontation and your throat tightens up. Well, the throat is the center of communication, the center of creativity. And if your throat tightens up, that's feedback. It's telling you that you feel threatened to speak your truth in that moment. And that gives you clear information as how you can proceed by grounding yourself and opening the first chakra, which will help you open the fifth chakra so that you can speak and can communicate with a sense of stability and a sense of some agency in yourself. Listening. It's all about listening. And a lot of times when I feel uncertain about the world, about what's going on, I make myself still. I sit, I breathe, and I just open myself up to listen. And in that process, I get information coming in. And what I'll say is, what is going on in the world? What can I do? And I get very clear information. It's perspective. Some of it is very fleeting, and some of it sticks for quite some time. Now, I also do that in motion. I go for a walk by myself, and my walk is my chance to listen. In motion, the body's in motion. I can do that with Tai Chi form as well. I often do the Tai Chi form just to listen to myself. What do I need to know right now? What's going on? Okay? It's a practice. And when I say a practice, it's something that you have to do consistently throughout your day. And eventually you get clearer and stronger in your ability to observe and trust yourself. My opinion is everybody can do this very well, very, very well, but it's the lack of self-trust that interferes. And the way that that often manifests is that we go into our intellect and say, is this right? Is this good? Well, I'm asking the wrong questions. You know? I want to ask, am I receiving clearly? Do I feel this fully? Because usually if you feel something fully, that will bring understanding to the situation. It's when we don't feel fully or we're feeling conflicting feelings that we get confused. All right? Any last questions before we finish? Okay, let's finish on our feet. Feet together. Breathe in. Exhale. Send the energy into the ground, always. One more time. Palms together up to the forehead, heart, Dan Tien. Back up to the forehead, make a fist with your right hand, cover it with your left, and bring it to your heart, and bow. Thank you.